It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya doesn't come as an avatar in every Kali Yuga, but comes extremely rarely, once in a day of Brahma, once in 1,000 Kali Yugas. So how is Harinam Sankirtan Kali Yuga Dharma implemented when he isn't personally descending here in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Does this mean that we are favored over other people in other Chatur Yuga cycles, or do they get some extra mercy in another way? I remember reading years ago that generally in Kali Yuga, apart from the Kali Yuga when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Karma Kanda is more emphasized, more than which means like a continuation of Dwarpa Yuga, more than Harinam Sankirtan. So there is a Yuga Dharma in every Kali Yuga, but it might not be Harinam in every Kali Yuga. Are we more favored than people in other Chatur Yuga cycles? Well, you could put it like that. I mean, there's extra mercy is flowing at this particular time. That's just Krishna's mercy. So better take advantage of it. Yeah.
So then how, like we are preaching now that this is Yuga Dharma, all you won't have all the benefits like of all the previous Yuga, like how you have by chanting. So earlier in Satyuga, were they preaching in such a way that...
In Satyuga, what preaching?
Or preaching, maybe Dwapar Yuga.
Preaching? Well, who is preaching? Preaching is a new thing that's coming after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, who's preaching? The culture was, no one was preaching. The culture was such that people, they would go to a guru. Not that the guru has to chase after, try and catch people.
What's the discussion of Shastra?
Discussion of Shastra, yeah. That.
Vapa Yuga or Treta Yuga. So yeah. They used to push this that, come on, you don't chant, this is not the Yuga Dharma.
No. It's not, they wouldn't say don't chant.
Yes,
but there were different practices for different people, and generally among the most elevated people, they would perform meditation. That's still on the higher planets also. The above the heavenly planets, there's the Janaloka, Tapaloka, Maharloka, Satyaloka, and those are the planets of the rishis where they perform meditation. Opposing, I mean, there just wasn't the culture of chanting Hare Krishna. It's not very prominent, that's all.
We're
not opposed to meditation per se, but we're opposed to the imitation of meditation that goes on in the modern age. Meditating upon Vishnu is excellent, but what goes on in the name of meditation nowadays is nothing like the original process. It's simply a sham, that's all. Okay, that's all.
The Kali Yuga, as you mentioned, the Kali Yuga is also applicable to all the upper planetary system.
Is the Kali Yuga applicable to the upper planetary system? Well, we have to understand that in upper planets, the time scale is very different. So the Kali Yuga, it's not going to affect in the same way, because the whole cycle of time is quite different. 6 months here is one day in the heavenly planets. But generally the upper planets are not meant for suffering, and just in the Kali Yuga is for when all the sinful people come together. So the upper planets are not meant for sinful people anyway. So the effect of Kali Yuga is it's meant for Earth particularly, not meant for the upper planets. The upper planets is a materially enjoyable situation. That's why people go there. The Earth planet is borderline between. There's neither much suffering nor much, not great suffering like in the hellish worlds, and not great enjoyment as in the heavenly planets. It's like on the borderline. So it's suitable for spiritual practice, because if one is enjoying so much, then one will not be inclined to spiritual practice due to the illusion of enjoyment. And if one is severely suffering also, one cannot think of higher topics. You can only think how to get free, or just one is overwhelmed by the experience of suffering.